Paramahansa Padi Vajakacharya Aspacharya Satya Sri Srinani's Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Shri Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Shri Gadadhar Shriva Sadigaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radhasham Sundar Gopa Gopina Shamakun Radhakun Giri Go Vardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mathura Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Swami Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Prabhupada. Reading today from the 10th canto, chapter 5, the meaning of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva. We're doing text 24 and 25. Yeah, we'll do 24, thanks. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam
Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim
Saraswatim Vyasam.
Tatojayam
Udirayat.
Nasta
Prayeshu
Abhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavata
Yutama Shloke
Bhaktya
Bhavati Naishtaki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisances unto the Personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the Personality of Godhead who is praised with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact. O magina timirandasya jinanjana salakaya chaksu unritam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Text 24. Disya samsara chakresmin.
Disya samsara chakresmin.
Disya samsara chakresmin.
Disya samsara chakresmin.
Vartamana punarbhavaha. Vartamana punarbhavaha. Upalabdho balam adya. Upalabdho balam adya. Dulabham priyadarshanam. Dulabham priyadarshanam. Disya samsara chakresmin. Vartamana punarbhavaha. Upalabdho balam adya. Dulabham priyadarshanam. Please chant. Disya samsara chakresmin. Vartamana punarbhavaha. Upalabdho balam adya. Dulabham priyadarshanam. Disya samsara chakresmin. Vartamana punarbhavaha. Upalabdho balam. Dulabham priyadarshanam. Disya samsara chakresmin. Vartamana punarbhavaha. Upalabdho balam adya. Dulabham priyadarshanam. Ladies. Disya samsara chakresmin. Vartamana punarbhava. Upalabdho balam adya. Dulabham priyadarshanam. Disya samsara chakresmin. Vartamana punarbhava. Upalabdho balam adya. Dulabham priyadarshanam. Disya. It is also by great fortune. Samsara chakra asmin. Sorry. In this world of birth and death. Vartamana. Although I was existing. Punabhava. My meeting with you is just like another birth. Upalabdha. Being obtained by me. Bhavan. You. Adya. Today. Dulabham. Although it was never to happen. Priyadarshanam. To see you again. My very dear friend and brother. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is also by good fortune that I am seeing you. Having obtained this opportunity, I feel as if I have taken birth again. Even though one is present in this world, to meet with intimate friends and dear relatives in the material world is extremely difficult. Please repeat. It is also by good fortune that I am seeing you. Having obtained this opportunity, I feel as if I have taken birth again. Even though one is present in this world, to meet with intimate friends and dear relatives, in this material world
is extremely difficult.
Purport, Vasudev had been imprisoned by Kamsa, and therefore, although present in Mathura, he was unable to see Nanda Maharaj for many years. Therefore, when they met again, Vasudev considered this meeting to be another birth. In text 25, Naikatra priya samsvasa suridam chitrakamanam okhina view yamanana plavanam shrota soyata. Many planks and sticks, unable to stay together, are carried away by the force of a river's waves. Similarly, although we are intimately related with friends and family members, we are unable to stay together because of our varied past deeds and the waves of time. Purport, Vasudeva was lamenting because he and Nanda Maharaj could not live together. Yet how could they live together? Vasudeva warns that all of us, even if intimately related, are carried away by the waves of time according to the results of past karma. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So here in this 10th canto, so many philosophical points are being woven into the pastime stories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, this 10th canto, it's the ashraya, it's the shelter of all the other topics that are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is explained in the second canto. There are 10 topics in this Bhagavatam: Atrasargo, Visargascha, Stanam, Poshanam, Uttaya, Mandan Thare, Shanukata, Nirodho. See, I need help from my... Nirodho, Mukti Ashraya. So there's 10 topics that are related in the Bhagavatam, and all of these topics are leading up to the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So here we're in this 10th canto, reading now 5 chapters so far we've read in the 10th canto. And all of the information that that's been spoken in the previous cantos are to build up our proper understanding of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, the shelter of all living entities. So it's a gradual, there's been a gradual progression of knowledge, and very systematically presented some of the unlimited potencies of the Lord, how his potency is there in the creation, and how his potency is there in protecting his devotees, Poshanam, the protection of his devotees, and so many other topics. So here, now that we're hearing the direct pastimes of the Lord, we don't just hear the pastime per se. We hear the pastime, and still we're getting so much philosophical conclusions woven into those pastimes, because we need to hear it. We've heard these points about how life is temporary, how our situation in the material world is temporary, whatever family position we might be in. It might seem very secure for the time being, but just as it's explained in text 25, just like the waves of the river bring together some pieces of straw and sticks, so our family situation, our present situation, that we are in, not just them, not the them outside this room, the them, it's happening to them, no, it's the we, the us, it's happening to us. However young and strong and beautiful we may be right now, in a few more days, it won't be the same situation. It only lasts for a few days, and then the dwindling effect of old age and disease come in, and the effects of the river of time on the living entities who are presently we're with now, so comfortably situated, will the varied waves of time and the varied reactions of karmic activities will separate us again. And that'll happen to us. It's not just going to happen to them. So here, very nice points are being brought out. So in text 24, the verse starts with the Sanskrit word distya, distya, by great fortune. Also, sometimes there's a word used in Sanskrit, yadrichchaya, by good fortune. So if somebody is not familiar with the Vedic conclusions, when they hear the words or the phrase or the concept by good fortune, the tendency is to think that it's by chance. But it's not by chance. And that's what the Vedic information is giving us. It's not happening by nothing. Zero. Nothing is happening by chance. What's referred to, it is by great fortune because of the, as explained in 25, the different varieties of our karmic influences. Sometimes good things are present in our life. It appears by chance, but that's the fructification of past activities performed in this life, but in previous, innumerable, untold millions and trillions, quadrillions and mahamillions of lifetimes that we've had in this material world. Nitya Badha. Nitya Badha. The living entity, when he's used his minute independence, it's only minute, but he has it, a minute independence, and he chooses to turn away from the service to the Supreme Lord, immediately becomes under the control of material energy, which is one of the multifarious energies of the Lord. And that material energy is also so structured and so binding that nothing is happening by chance. Everything is happening as a result of the control of the material energy in so many different ways. We're reading the third canto. Kapiladeva is explained. I think it's Kapiladeva. Anyway, in the third canto, the material energy is so structured that there's 33 million demigods. They all have something to do with the administration and order of the material world. Material world under the control of Durga. Durga means fort, means difficult. And Durga's duty is to keep the conditioned soul bound by the reactions of their activities. And in such a way that the living entity thinks, I am free. I'm doing just what I want. By my endeavor, I will make some money. I will gain some wealth. I will arrange my life. I choose to go here. I choose to do this. All of that. And so the living entity has misused their independence. And the illusion is we're thinking that we're independent when we're totally controlled. Even to the blinking of our eyelids is controlled. And we can't even do that if we don't have the permission or the sukriti or the whatever that allows us to blink the eyelids. Can't even do that. And yet we're thinking, in illusion, that we're thinking, it's by my endeavor, I'm doing this and that and this and that. And if something, some difficulties arise in my life, then I will, by my endeavor, by this, by that, by hook or by crook, change it and this and that. It's interesting to see in Krishna book, in the pastimes of Krishna, even in, or let's, we could say, when Vedic culture was more predominant in the world, people understood that everything is controlled by somebody. So even persons that we consider demoniac, even the demons, they understood this. And when they wanted to acquire power, strength, ability to conquer over their enemies or to execute their plans, they understood, unless I satisfy this person who's in charge or who can give me this benediction and that. I can't do this on my own. So they would perform austerity. So many examples are there of persons with material motives performing activities to gain the pleasure of a personality more powerful than them that can empower them with the necessary force to execute whatever it was that they wanted to do. The unfortunate thing is that because their attitude was all twisted around, their desires are for temporary things that are will be gone in a few days. So when the living entity, in Padma Purana it explains that the living entity out of ignorance, that's the source of all our suffering. If you want to go to the source, what's the source of our suffering? The source of our suffering is ignorance, because out of ignorance we turned away, thinking that the situation that we were in as servant of Krishna wasn't good enough, and that if we endeavored on our own to make our own, chalk out our own course in life, would be more happy. So out of ignorance, the living entity turns away from the Lord, and then immediately material desires are born in the mind for enjoyment. And from those desires come activities. It comes from subtle to gross, because there's material desires in the heart when the living entity acts in a certain way, and then by that action they're getting the reaction. By the reaction, the karmic reaction, resultant action of their activities, there's two results. There's the suffering, the physical or mental suffering that's caused by the activities. But there's another more subtle and more insidious result, is the desire to commit the activity again. That's part of the karmic suffering, the desire to do it again. And you can see how it's a beautiful plan by the Lord. It's a beautiful design by the Lord to keep the living entity. If that's what you want, okay, here's what it is. Here's what happens. That by ignorance, then material desires sprout in the heart. By the desires, there's material activities. By material activities, there's pious, good. There's impious actions, also bad. There's good results, there's bad results. Every single action, the good ones and the bad ones, have their concurrent reaction, which what? Keep one in the material world, bound up forever and ever, still thinking, oh, I'm free, and I'm doing this because this is what I want to do. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, prakriti kriyamanani, everything's happening by the laws of nature. And illusion by the laws of nature, we take different bodies, which are just like machines. They're just like machines. They don't have any independent activity in the sense that our bodies are all a result of past activities. They don't have any independence. And just like a machine is situated on a conveyor belt, we're doing activities. The only real freedom that the living entity has is the freedom of choice. Choose. What are you going to choose? So the living entity, the marginal living entity, the jivas, tatastha shakti. Tatastha shakti, sometimes covered by material nature, sometimes covered or in its proper position under the influence of the superior energy, the Lord. So what are you going to choose? Are we going to choose this or that? We're thinking that if I choose material activities, I'm going to exhibit my independence in so many ways, but that is totally an illusion. Totally an illusion. And even we've heard all of these points 10 bazillion times. Still, hear it again, and we think, and we realize, it's not for myself. It's nowhere near being realized yet. Nowhere near. Anyway, here, and I think another important point to mention is Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj, they're speaking, Vasudev particularly, speaking to Nanda Maharaj in this verse, as if he himself is a conditioned soul that is brought together with his friends and relatives by the force of karmic reaction. And he's speaking like that because that's his part in this play of Krishna's Leela. But it should be understood very clearly that Vasudeva and Nanda Maharaj have nothing to do with the material energy and are not under the influence of material energy. And their meeting and separation has nothing to do with material energy. It's just a reflection for us. It's like a play for us to understand what it's like for someone who is actually conditioned. They, Nanda Maharaj, Vasudeva, all of Krishna's eternally liberated associates are directly under the control and part of the Leela of the Lord. We were just reading... Sorry, sometimes it takes a few minutes for the information to come up. Reading in Nectar of Devotion, in the right in the introduction, Srila Prabhupada is saying there that the living entity who takes to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes under the control of his personal energy. Doesn't say it exactly like that, but anyway, something to that effect. That, so in other words, what does that mean to us is that one who's attempting to take shelter of the Lord through the process of devotional service, although our activities might appear, our activities or our lives or what's happening to us might appear just like what's happening to a non-devotee, a materialistic person, it's a completely different situation because under the internal potency of the Lord's direct is Srimati Radharani is the controller of that internal potency. And Srila Prabhupada's explaining and the Shastras are explaining that someone who takes the devotional service, their activities are directed by the internal potency of the Lord. So in our stage of practice, of devotional service, so obviously many of you have made lots of progress. Some of us haven't made very much progress yet. But still, even so, our activities are being directed. We sometimes think that it's the same. It's not the same. Prabhupada gives the example of the cat. The cat takes his little kitten, his little baby kitten in his mouth, and he moves him from one little spot and plops her over in another little spot. And the kitten is thinking, oh, my mother, she loves me so much. And she's taking care of me. So nice. I'm so protected. And the cat then goes out and she happens to see a little mouse and she takes the mouse in her mouth. And that cat is not feeling that same loving embrace. That cat is feeling this is the grips of death. So the example is given that we should try to come to the point to see now what's happening in our life, even though we're not anywhere near the level of the great souls that are mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but still, because of the attempt there to take up the process of devotional service, under things that are happening to you and to me are happening by the will directly of the Supreme Lord, by his causeless mercy, meant for our progress in devotional service. So in our life, practical, you know, some people can speak nice high philosophy, but what's the practical application in our life, you and I today? So in our life, so many different things happen. Disease might come, death of a loved one, financial stress, like strong financials, all of these things. It's not the same. as the people next door who aren't engaged in devotional service. They are on that machine of material energy, getting the direct results of their past activities, and fortunately, causelessly, dristya, by good fortune. Oh yeah, I never finished saying that. By good fortune, it has come up that we're able to take to the process of devotional service. And however, but Krishna is giving us little smidgen, a little token, a little grain of reaction for what previously performed activities. And that little reaction that we're getting is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma gives us the attitude adjustment, the proper attitude. 10th canto again, but it's like 14th chapter, 8, I think. 14:8, Tatenu Kampam? Okay. Tatenu Kampam Sushamikshamanam. Sadayabak, that's all I know. The first line and the last couple of words. Sadayabak. That one who takes so Brahma's saying that if one sees that what's happening in my life, the good things, the bad things, and whatever good might come, we're offering our gratitude, our attitude of gratitude to the Lord. I realize. Why do I realize that I deserve worse? Because I've heard that I've had a really long sojourn in this material world. And I can understand that a little bit. A little bit I can understand that by the grace of the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord. I can understand that a little bit. But what's happening to me, I deserve worse. And Krishna is so kind. He's just giving me a little bit. He's my merciful Lord. And then the good, so that sometimes in Queen Kunti, right in the first, Queen Kunti's prayers. She's saying right in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, she's saying, let these calamities happen again and again, because when I'm in this intense distress, it's so easy to remember you. Actually, it's a fact. Not that when we hear these prayers of Queen Kunti, oftentimes there's a little hesitation in the heart to say those prayers with the same intensity of Srimati Kunti Devi. But actually you can see when life gets really difficult and we've tried for our shelter here, we've tried to make this arrangement, we've tried that and we tried that, life gets really difficult, nothing's working, then you're thinking, oh, Krishna, Krishna. At that time it's more easy to take shelter of the Lord. So Kunti's praying, let those calamities happen again and again, because I know, I can remember you, and I know if I can remember you that I'm not going to see birth and death again. So we have such a bright future, even though at present we might have different challenges in our life. There might be challenges. And if there's not a challenge in your life, just hold on. In a few days, in a few months, in a little time, there will be. And maybe some of you won't have any challenges for some time. And you'll think, oh, it's not so bad. Remember Kendra's song? And when it lets up a little, I think, I like it here. Remember that? It's a Kendra. He has that nice song. When things start to go nice, we think, oh, it's not so bad. Not so bad. And then Krishna, very kindly puts another stumbling block, another calamity, another test to remind us, this is not our home. When am I going to get it in my head? It's not the place to try. We're in the bathroom. It's not, you know, don't decorate the walls and don't, you know, rearrange. Get in, do your business, get out. And so Vasudeva and Nanda Maharaj, this isn't their position at all. But still, for our sake, they are giving a little bit of this information. So Vasudeva, Vyasuna mentioned mentioned a little bit in class yesterday. I was planning on talking about it, and he grabbed it. How Vasudev and Vasudev, because here it says Vasudev, in the word for word to 24, it says Priya Darshanam, to see you again, my very dear friend and brother. Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj had the same grandfather, Devamita. Devamita had many wives, like many of those personalities did. One of his Kshatriya wives, he gave birth to a son, Surasena. And he had another wife, he had a Vaishya wife, and through her, he gave birth to Parjanya. Surasena gave birth to Vasudev and 10 others, and many girls, I think five girls. 10 boys, 5 girls, sons of Surasena. Vasudev was one of them. So Parjanya, through his wife, had Nanda Maharaj and his five total boys. So they were related. They had the same grandfather. They had different grandmothers in it. They were related. Not only were they related in an intimate way like that, but they were also friends. And also they were wealthy. They were both very wealthy. So sometimes a person who's not so wealthy thinks, if I had a little bit more money, then I could arrange my life in the way that I wanted to. Not true. If I had a little bit more money, I would use it in Krishna's service, and then I could arrange my life the way. Not true. It's not true. Money is not the answer. Lack of money is not necessarily the answer either. You know, it's the consciousness. It's our consciousness. We have to take our consciousness and place it very securely, right under Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, very securely, very firmly there, firmly based on hearing and chanting of the Shastras. And then whatever calamity comes in life, and it will come, if it's not here already, it will come, then the suffering will be totally different. Not that there won't be suffering, but the suffering will be totally different because the attitude will be totally different. Because the attitude will be one of gratitude towards the Supreme. And not just, gratitude based on knowledge, based on understanding. I've done so many, I can't even remember. Some of you can remember so well. I can't even remember what I did yesterday. What to speak of what I did, 3 years ago. What to speak of what I did 3 lives ago. Sometimes we think, I understand. I'm not my body. I've been in this material world for a little while. Yeah, I've been here for a few births. And then you kind of read some more and you think, whoa, maybe I've been here for a life of Brahma. Well, that's a really long time. How many bodies does the living entity take while Lord Brahma's living his life for Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, right? How many bodies, right? Okay, so how much activity is there in the life of Brahma? And so then you read a little bit more and then you think, maybe I've been in the material world for a few lives of Brahma, a few different Brahmas. Whoa, that's a really long time. And then you read a little bit more and your consciousness gets a little bit more pure and you think, whoa, maybe a breath of Mahavishnu. And then, of course, there must be a few breaths of Mahavishnu, right? How long have we been in this material world? And yet we've taken, by Prabhupada's grace, to the process of devotional service for a minute or two now, and we're thinking, hey, where's the bliss? Where's my realization? Where's my transcendental knowledge? Well, it's here. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sanatana Goswami, in his prayers and glorifying the Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, O Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. Because why? Because your syllables, the syllables of Bhagavatam, rain pure love of God upon the reader. You're always to be served, the Bhagavatam. You're always to be served by everyone. Now I forget the rest. Because you are Lord Krishna who has returned among us. Because you are Lord Krishna. So we need to read. Those are a few, thoughts unencumbered by the... Those are a few streams of consciousness. Sorry. Not so much coherently. Anyway, I want to go back to remember Drishti. Remember I started off with Drishti. It is by great fortune. Sometimes the word Yadrichchaya is also used by fortune. So in materialists might think that it's happening by chance, but someone who has a little bit of transcendental information understands that these things are fructifying by the results of past activities. Jai Srila Prabhupada. If anybody can clarify this class, that would be good. Any questions that, you know, I'm sure there are people here that could answer them. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Okay, we'll get to Madhu Mati's comment and then your great sagacious comment. Thank you. He's saying comment, but he means, I just want to steer it more correctly. Yes.
Well, maybe you can explain this, but it's hard for me to accept that everything is Krishna's arrangement, and that one of them is, I think that Mother Nanda is just very stingy, that she doesn't give class very often. So how do I say that's Krishna's arrangement?
Krishna's arranging everything, and he's saving you from unnecessarily being barraged, and he's giving you the opportunity to hear it so many times. Thank you. Prabhu? Thank you for your encouragement. Anything that you hear, sometimes people think that it's the speaker who's important, but it's actually the listener is also very important. Because if you can't listen nicely, if you can listen nicely, then you can extract, just like the swan can extract from the mixture of water and milk, the swan can extract. So whatever you're thinking is probably due to the illusory energy. But it's because you can extract the milk, any milk that might be there. Yes, Prabhu?
Thank you again. It was very nice. I just wanted to really pound one point that you made very clearly, that the soul struggling and trying his best and his suffering due to his pre-impression that causing him to fall for it again, he wants it again and again. I say pre-impression because Prabhupada gave that example of
pre-impression?
Yes. That causing him keep on going again.
Okay.
And he does not see that he's enjoying, he's suffering, but he thinks it is enjoyable. So, Sanatana Goswami Pad in Virat Vaishnava Tosani, he says, soul by every endeavor never can get out of Maya. This point has to be done. It is only the mercy of Mahatma that soul can get out. Otherwise, soul can try this way, that way, for eternally. Never can get out. So this is one. Another one I wanted to say that very nicely you have break down also, Yadrichchaya. Prabhupada put also Yadrichchaya or Dishta, or he says, sanction of God.
Sanction of God?
Yes. One lecture I heard Prabhupada say, so when you are Bhagavan or Yadrichchaya means sanction of God. So I was thinking Madam Madhumati's question on related to this, that Prabhupada also translate this 18th chapter, 14th verse, Adhisthana tathakarta karnam cha pithaka vidam, pithakascha vivida chesta, daivam iti panchamam. All the time devotees should focus on these five factors. I am the doer, no, yes and no, both. Contingent doer.
Yeah.
If I did not desire, why Krishna would sanction? Why nature would manifest? So five factor has to be focused. And Prabhupada translates next verse, he says, if somebody do not see this five factor, or Lord Krishna say, I should say, Prabhupada translated, that he is not intelligent.
Nobody
means intelligent. So we should always focus these five factors.
Five factors of action. So what are the five factors of action? Place.
Good.
What else?
Senses.
Endeavor.
Very good.
That's three.
Two most important. What?
We'll get the living entity and the super soul.
But there is a little clue about it.
Clue, okay. The clue is?
The doer is not the soul.
The doer? Then who's the doer?
False ego. False doer.
Kartham.
False doer.
Kartham. Who's the doer?
I am
false
the
ego?
Yes. Mm. The false doer.
The doer is the false ego.
Because the function
I don't
want to
do things by the result of my false ego.
Huh?
I don't want to do things and pushed by the result of false ego desire.
That is intelligent.
So what to do?
So the eternal function of the soul is bhakti. So I accept Prabhupada's lotus feet and go on.
Okay.
We will be eternally happy. I just wanted to say, at the end of the purport that Prabhupada put, this is a sadhak form, Vasudev, the father of Vasudev, acting as a sadhak in Nectar of Devotion 22.
Acting as?
Sadhak. Sadhak, practitioner.
Sadhak.
In Bengali.
Yeah. Very good. No,
Bengali
pronunciation. But I'm an illusion. Mm-hmm.
No, you're not illusion.
Okay.
I'm a Bengali pronunciation.
Okay.
So
Vasudev
sadhak,
is acting like a sadhaka.
When somebody acts like this, they express. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, like Prabhupada says, that he is taking himself as one of the ordinary person, that he is causing others suffer. Bhaktivinoda Thakur never does.
Yeah.
But then Sanatana Goswami says, why they feel that? This is genuine feeling.
It's genuine, yeah.
So they say, like a kormi, they cross the material ocean by jumping in the ocean and trying to swim. And they will be finished within few mile or after few days. They will never cross. The gani, they take a little dinghy boat or tiny boat and no captain, nothing. They just rowing until the beach
by their own
endeavor. The sadhaka, they take nidham aidham sulubham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam gurukarna dharam. Prabhupada quote that verse, Krishna spoke in 11th canto, that they take shelter of a beautiful boat made called human body, and the guru is the captain, and the favorable wind is the harikatha of Madananda giving today, like this, then they keep on going. But above that, those who are nitya siddha eternally, they come out from the spiritual world. For them, Krishna makes this hoof print of a calf. So they step over, but they never felt the difficulty.
Yeah.
So they always think like, when I'll cross. They already stepped over long time back. So they express like this, I never could cross, I must have done all sinful activity. They never do such thing called sinful activity. But they feel, this is genuine feeling.
Yeah.
This is called vyabhichari bhav. It is enjoyment actually. Krishna wants to enjoy that too. It is enjoyment, such enjoyment more than anything in this world.
That's very high, vyabhichari bhav. Anyway, when you said, okay, I just have one more thing. When you quoted Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one thing that I had thought of previously about Bhaktivinoda Thakur that I was going to say sort of like in the middle, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has one song, and I don't know, Super Bengali or whatever it was, but he said, when I committed my sinful activities, I did it willingly. I didn't care for the results. But now that I'm suffering the results, I'm praying, oh Lord, be merciful to me.